So I love having people in the room because I get to tell jokes and you're going to laugh, yeah? Okay. So this mother, her daughter came back from church and she said, what did you learn today in Sunday school? And she said, don't be scared, you'll get a quilt. Mother thought, what? What are they talking about in that church? And so she later on saw the pastor and asked the pastor, what was the Sunday school lesson? And he said, be not afraid, the Comforter is coming. If you don't know the Bible, you don't know that. But anyway, I thought that was so funny. The quilt, don't worry, the quilt is coming. I get so much fun out of it. Anyway, today I'm talking about conscious choices. And I think that right now, with what's going on in our world, this is a really important topic. What's conscious choices? Because you see, our life is shaped by the choices that we make. So let's ask the question this morning. Are the choices I make and the words I speak coming from my divine nature? Let me breathe into that space. Or are my choices and my words influenced by life's effects and the news? Everybody breathe. How easy it is to lose ourselves in the sauce of the world of effects. Now, I love using that word sauce. Because you see, when we put sauce over anything, it just spreads out, doesn't it? So the sauce of the world and the conditions that are taking place gets to spread out over everything, every part of our life. And so do our words. How easily we get lost in the sauce and buy into the hype that seeks to mislead us. Anybody? I know not this group, but there might be someone out there on Facebook land, and we're speaking to them today. How good it is, isn't it? Boy, today asks us to dig deep, to wake up that aspect of us that maybe we have left sleeping. I don't know about you, but it certainly seems to be doing that to me. And we need to remember that God within each one of us is more powerful than reality. It is the only reality. The omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniactive source is our very core. It is the very essence of our being. And you're here today just to remember that, yes?
Yes.
I am. I love doing this. Because I have to remember first and work it. When we get caught in the effects of life, we vacillate between our faith and our ignorance. Everybody breathe into that one. Which amplifies our experience of fear, lack, and helplessness. Anybody lately feeling fear, lack, and helplessness? Not this group. Facebook, I hope you're listening. Everybody breathe. Because see, this is a time of really digging deep into our spiritual essence, digging deep into that love that lives at the very center heart of our being that I talked about with the meditation this morning. The importance of conscious choices is to strengthen the very core of our faith and to also realize how faith-filled we are. And what we might need to do to shore that up. We need to understand, even in the midst of injustices, seeming tragedies, there is triumph. There is something greater taking place, an awakening of the presence of God through all situations and all circumstances. Everybody breathe. This is so important, in my opinion, for each of us to remember. Conscious choices begins with a knowing that there is a power for good and we can and will use it if we so choose. divine qualities of love, harmony, peace, and order live at the core of each one of us. You have not been dumped here without the core of love and power and divine order. Not possible. I am, you are. The place where consciousness, conscious choices begin. We are the place where the conscious choice begins. James Allen said, we are each made or unmade by ourselves. By our right choices, we ascend, we become the Lord of our thoughts. I like that. We hold the key to every situation. Let's take a look at how we become the Lord of our thinking. We begin with the good news that the law conspires, listen to that, the law of life conspires to support each one of us. There's that power that is wanting so much to partner with you. And it takes our words and our thoughts. It listens to our words and our thinking as our wishes, our desires, and returns to us as we believe. Breathe into that one. The choices we make, the thoughts we think, have power. We all know this. If you've been listening to me all these years, you know that what you think and what you say has power. Hate attracts hate. Love attracts love. Let's say that again. Hate attracts hate. Love attracts love. The law of life will faithfully follow your directions. And right now, you have a choice. Today, we learned some simple tricks. I'm going to teach you to support ourselves in thinking and speaking into life what it is you truly desire. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you able?
Yes.
Absolutely, especially this group. Okay, our choices of words that we use. Here it is. Hopefully on Facebook land you can see this. This is the secret sauce that we're going to spread over everything this morning. When we say, I can't, we want to take a breath, and we want to say instead, I choose not to. It doesn't mean that we have to do everything, but what it does mean is we want to make a choice. No, I choose not to. We don't want to say, I can't. Okay? Everybody understand that? And I love this word, but. How many use but? I used to use but all the time. I've really had to work on that one. Buck's butt stops the flow. It literally shuts us off from our good. But, we say but. But, however, is a better word. When you hear me say however, you know I'm really wanting to say but. Now, Dr. Michael Beckwith says, get your butts behind you. That's where they belong. But, on the other hand, see, this is really important. I hope you can see that on Facebook. Well, if you can't, I'm sure Tony's writing it down. Can they see it, Miriam? Okay, and another one is, but open to the possibilities. Let's open to the possibilities instead of saying, but open to the possibilities of what wants to be moved into a next place. I used to say, but, especially if somebody came to me with an idea, but we can't do that, but, you know, we don't have the money, but, bless my heart. Stops the flow of our good. So you ask, how do we make the choice to stay in faith? With a grateful heart. When life is challenging, and we have an election and a pandemic. We stay faith-filled when we say what we're voting for. Now this is the next one. This one, really, wait, there's one more besides this one. I love this one. He or she is nosy. Anybody ever said they're very nosy? Instead, he, she is very interested. And trouble? That's trouble. We can't do that. That's trouble. Well, it's difficult. However, not impossible. Not impossible. Where there's a way, God will make that way. Okay. So with everything that's going on in life around us, we have to stay in faith-filled. When we say what we're voting for and we list the qualities of your candidate and or the propositions. I don't know about you, but how many people want to come up and tell you that they dislike the other candidate that they're not voting for, and they have a long list of things they don't like about them? Okay. Here's what you say. I like. And then you start reaming off all the things you like about the person and the proposition and the events that you are voting for. Everybody understand that? I really like so-and-so because I feel confident in them. I feel like we're moving into a new arena. Doesn't matter who you're voting for. What matters is how you talk about it. Because remember, the law always says yes, returning to you what you believe. And if you spew out hate, you're going to get hate back. And I think it's time for us to each take the responsibility in our own lives and in our own consciousness to say, I like living in Auburn. I like the fact that God is my source. I like the fact that I am a faith-filled woman most of the time. We stay faith-filled when we say what we're doing from a place of I like. Conscious choices helps us to control what comes to us in our inner sanctuary. This is our sanctuary. This is the place where God resides. And when we are so pulled by the news and by the effects and the events of what's going on around us, I don't know about you, but I get disoriented, crazy, because it's sauce. And if you listen to too much of that, it's going to spread all over you. Looking for the good helps us to live in gratitude, living from our faith and living from trust. With a grateful heart is powerful. I like. How are you going to finish that sentence? How we respond lets us know where correction is needed. Yeah, sometimes we're going to respond from that negative place. Stop and say, wait a second, what is it that I like that's taking place? I like the idea that the vaccine will show up sooner than later. I like the idea that, you know, Placer County is one of the counties that has the least amount of COVID because we all wear masks. Because we say, not only do I wear a mask because I care about you, but I care about me. So what? This will be over. We want to begin those sentences with, I like. I like the feeling of well-being. I like knowing I'm centered in the infinite intelligence. I like knowing I'm gaining strength. I like knowing that I feel really good inside of me. Because that's what matters. And when I feel really good inside of me, then I can feel really good for you. I like knowing great ideas flow to me. I like knowing that this is the best talk I've ever given. Hallelujah. You see, I say that every Sunday, don't I? Because you finally believe it. And if you don't come, then I say, oh, you missed the best talk. Because you see, you believe it. I love you. I like being a magnet for greater good. I like being a magnet that draws to me the information that I'm needing. I like knowing money flows to me. I like. Everybody, let's say it. I like. Facebook, are you saying it? You see, when we practice that, I like, I'm going to invite you today. You drive along 49, even if you get stuck in traffic. I like this traffic. I like seeing other people on the road. I like Auburn. I like living in this beautiful countryside. When we set our vibrational set point on love, on kindness, on well-being and appreciation, we take control of what's coming to us. Now, I really want you to hear that. And if you don't get this, I want you to look at some of the things that are going on in the news. Who gets the most upset? The people that are spewing out most upset. Hate brings you hate. Love brings you love. I like. Keeps us from reacting to life's events from that knee-jerk place. I like life. I like loving people. I like keeps attracting more to like. That's reasonable. I like inspires us to make better choices and to look for the good. Let's be willing to raise and praise not only our lives, but the lives of everybody. Even when we see people struggling in the news right now, I like that they're on their way for a greater good. I like that they're on their way for a greater consciousness. Because fear creates a sense of powerlessness. This is the best talk ever. See, call events that you wish to have take place. Speak victory. Speak victory over your life. Speak victory over your events. Speak victory over the life of those you love. When we worry about our kids, when we worry about our mates, or we worry about our family, what we're doing is we're spewing sauce on them. And it's not the good kind of sauce. It's a negative sauce. Know for your family, for the people that you love, that the best is taking place for them, no matter what it looks like. That they find the right solutions, they find the right answer, they find the right job, they recover from any illness that they're having. Paying attention to what you say and what you think has great value. It lifts your heart and lightens your life. Conscious choices takes practice, but it is well worth it. I like trusting God. I like being in partnership with Spirit. I like speaking victory in all my days and over my events. I like speaking victory for you, for this community. I like knowing I'm blessed. Ernest Holmes, I'm going to close with Ernest Holmes this morning. And Ernest Holmes says, let us learn to be still and let the truth speak through us. To be still and know the inner light of love shines within and throughout each and every one of us. I like you. Let's take that into prayer. So knowing and accepting that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence by whatever name, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, God, Spirit, there is only one life, and that life is unique and divine, and it is desiring to be expressed individually through each and every one of us. And so we stay open and available to know this light of truth that lives within us. We don't have to go get it. We don't have to be any cuter. We just have to say, yes, I like that idea, and I let it be mine. We allow the fullness and the richness of spirit to guide us in every moment, to open the doors of possibilities, because we are stepping into this light of truth that says, I like this life, and I like all of the things that are taking place in my life. And where there is a little bit of difficulty, I'm going to call forth a correction, a healing, something greater to take place. I might not know what that is, but I know God does. And that wisdom and that clarity and that grace that God is in and through my life and in and through your life is mighty and powerful. And so we choose today to make conscious choices in every aspect of our lives. And we have filled up with the fullness and the richness of this day of liking ourselves. I like me. Like you. We start from that place. And oh, the places we go with this knowingness and truth beyond our wildest dreams. And so not only do we know it for ourselves and for each other, but we know this for the hearts of the world. We know that there's a greater truth birthing here now in this world. Where there's a need for a healing, and we call forth that miracle-working power of God to awaken within all hearts, all people, all places. It's not up to us to do it. It's up to us to know it and to claim it and to accept it. First for us, and then for everyone else. And so we give great thanks for our opportunity to join together this morning in the light of truth and that greater conscious awareness. And we like that. And we give thanks. And we just allow God to do God's work. And together we say, and so it is. Amen.